Hello everyone, welcome to The Offbeat. This is your host, B. So I'm coming to you with this mini episode. I feel renewed and refreshed living down here in San Diego. I get a little bit of the taste of the city while also being able to escape to the comfort of the beach and quiet nature, so it's pretty good. So today I am bringing you a bit of a different episode, a more flowy one, and with the podcast's very first guest. This is Nando, who also shares the experience of being Mexican, though he doesn't remember living in Mexico. Say hi.
Hi guys, it's me, Nando.
So Nando, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello. 25 years old, living in California, grew up in Houston, Texas, though. Grew up with very traditional Mexican parents. They're a little older, so we stick to the older values. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
But you didn't live in Mexico, right?
I did live in Mexico for a short time. It was probably around a year, and I don't really remember much of it because I was probably under 4 years old at the time.
Okay. So, like, with the people that you've been hanging around in general, do you think that your family is more attached to Mexican values, or like, or in certain ways, or it's just less or more, or it just doesn't really matter?
So I definitely feel like we do have some Mexican traditional values that we won't change, but my mom always says that she has become very Americanized herself, and I do see the trend of us going more and more towards the American side. No, it's kind of sad, but sometimes that's just how it goes.
Okay. And of course, as many of you may know, I lived in Mexico for the first 10 years of my life, and then I arrived in Southern California, so I've been living here since then, about 15 years now. And of course, I still feel more Mexican than United States. And I don't think that will change. Well, maybe it's already changing, but at the time, I still feel more Mexican than United States. Okay, so I don't even remember if we actually mentioned what we're going to talk about today, but it has to do with growing up close to being to the Mexican culture. So we're going to talk about snacks, because I think it's very interesting, the approach and just the general thinking towards it. So how do you feel about snacks? When you think about snacks, like, what do you think of?
Well, nowadays, I actually kind of like going towards the Hispanic kind of candy. I consider that a snack. So I'm a big fan of the Balines, Carlos B chocolate.
Carlos Quinto.
Carlos B.
No! Okay, whatever.
Anyways. Yeah, I do like some Cheetos here and there, but I'm definitely more of a candy kind of person.
Yeah. Okay. So when I think of snacks, they're not candy or chips or junk food.
What's wrong with you?
No. Right, so that's what I find interesting. That's what I find interesting, because I think because of how I was raised, like, I didn't really have many snacks, or like candy in general. When I think of snacks, I'm like, oh, like cucumber with lime and salt. Or like fruit.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Okay. So now I would really like to know, how was your upbringing? So when you were growing up, how were you, like, what were your meals?
Okay, so I grew up with about 8 siblings. You know, some of the older ones weren't there for the full time. But I grew up with a lot of siblings, and having a lot of siblings and with low-income parents, it's not very great as to healthy meals. My mother, she worked at McDonald's pretty much her whole life, and she would get us chicken nuggets from McDonald's, and like we loved that. It was always a great day. But yeah, we didn't really have, you know, too many home-cooked meals. Mostly because lack of time, because my mom always worked and my dad was always so busy. So we always just kind of got some fast food. And I think that has made me who I am now, because I definitely need to lay off on the fast food. But, you know, it's kind of what I know and it's what I grew up with. So it's kind of hard to change that aspect of myself. But yeah.
Okay, I see. So definitely you were always eating something that was already prepared, and like your parents or your siblings did not make anything like from scratch.
Yeah. It was always like either cereal. To be fair, my mom probably did cook more than I think, but I grew up an extremely picky kid. You know, I was a big fan of pizza and chicken nuggets. And, you know, if you kept giving me that, I would not complain. I'd just be happy. So, you know, I wouldn't say that my mom never cooked, but it's probably more of me not actually taking advantage and eating what she cooked.
Okay, I see. Do you know if your siblings, like your older siblings, had more of like your same experience, or if they had more of the home-cooked meals?
I'm not entirely sure. I would have to ask them, but I know that they do enjoy more of the Mexican plates than I do. So, like, they love chilaquiles, they love all these other things. Like, I just don't really find too appealing. But that, like I said, I did grow up very picky. Still something I'm working on nowadays. But, you know.
Okay, so when your family cooks Mexican things, or I guess just in general, do they usually use more of the pre-packaged things? For example, like frozen fish or like tomato sauce from like glass containers. Like instead of making stuff from scratch, what do you notice?
So I do notice my mom makes a lot of stuff like salsa and stuff from scratch, but other than that, my dad doesn't really cook at all. My mom's really the one that does all that. And I do see her make salsa. She knows how to do all that. And she always cooks at home. I think mostly for when we were growing up, it's because she was always busy trying to make ends meet and trying to feed us at the same time. And, you know, having so many kids, it's not very easy to do that.
So have you heard of the ingredients-only household phenomenon?
I have not.
Okay, so it's this thing where basically the way that you can know if your household was an ingredients only household is if you wanted a snack, but you had to prepare something, or like it was like a very boring snack. Like you could only eat like vegetables.
Oh, okay.
Instead of like having like cookies around or stuff like that.
Oh, okay. See, I see what that means. But no, we definitely had snacks available to us. If not, you know, I could probably get away with, like, getting one of my sisters to get me some. You know, I was second to youngest born, so by the time I was born, we were in a little better financial place, so my parents were able to buy us more things. Like, at least from what I recall now, that, like, around 8 or something like that. So, yeah, you know, I'm not going to lie, I got a little spoiled while I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I see. So, that is in contrast with my upbringing, very much in contrast. So, even though I didn't really have both of my parents together at the same time, my mom always made food from scratch. And it's just because the way that we were all raised, she would always make sure to leave some food or, just prepare in advance. But ever since I was living with my grandma, she would always take hours per day to make food, and then my mom, and then I never really had prepackaged food, even if it was like frozen fish. No, it was everything was very fresh. We actually didn't really use frozen things at all. We didn't even use our freezer at all either. I think that also has to do because we were almost always a lot of people, but my mom didn't use the freezer even though we were like three people. But yeah, that's just telling how much of an ingredient only household mine was. The only like kind of prepackaged food we had was cereal, and then every once in a while my mom would spoil my brother with Hot Pockets. But yeah, that was my upbringing. I know that my mom had to resort to receiving food from people who could qualify for WIC. So most of those things were kind of, yeah, they were prepackaged because they don't go as they don't go bad as easily. But she would compensate with buying some fresh things with the money that she did have, you know, like kind of balance it off. But yeah. So when I think of snacks, I think of junk food immediately, like candy. How you were saying. But like U.S. snacks.
Okay.
When I just think of snacks in general, how I said, like, I think of like,
so like popcorn and stuff like that.
Popcorn is not a snack for me.
What?
Because it, like, I have the connotation that popcorn is like a junk food. Like, it's so salty and such, and like greasy.
Okay, I could see that.
But now I'm starting to see them in a different light. But anyway, like, when I think of U.S. snacks, I'm like, that's unhealthy. That's like cookies and such.
The American dream.
The United Station dream.
Sure.
but then that makes me think, like, so I think of U.S. snacks as chucherias. Have you heard of that word?
I have heard that word.
Okay, yeah. So that's kind of like more like bad food.
Would that word be the same as gusquerias?
I think people...
Have you heard that word?
Yeah, I've also heard of busquerias.
I have not heard that one.
Okay, I think people just pronounce them differently because, you know...
Out Mexican.
I think people just, you know, distort the words, but because people have different... Just, different ways of saying, But yeah, so when you hear the word chucherías, what do you think of?
I think of something that involves, what is that stuff?
Chamoy?
Chamoy, yes. Anything that involves chamoy, that's what I think of.
okay. Yes. Okay. When I hear chucherías, I think of U.S. snacks. Like, just like junk food.
I don't. I correlate it to a Hispanic snack because it's in Spanish.
Okay, well, yeah, but more like towards the junk food part.
Oh, yeah.
What about when you hear the word botanas?
I have never heard that word.
What? Okay, botanas is actually the more like appropriate name to call snacks in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Apparently. So, botanas.
I don't know who made that word.
Really? So, botanas is... can range from like prepared Doritos, like con cueritos, and also papas a la francesa, or just salted peanuts. Okay. Like, there's a wide range, but it's not really candy,
okay?
Right? But even though like botanas could be categorized as sort of snack, they never really involve candy at all.
Okay, I do want to say I considered roasted corn a snack. That I could consider a snack, you know. Prepared,
that's a botana.
Prepared with like cheese, Parmesan cheese, and mayo. Such a good snack.
Okay, that's weird. Okay. I guess that's your perception. But anyway, so botanas are usually something to like limit, like chucherias, like junk food, right? Because they're not consumed as part of daily life, or they shouldn't be consumed.
We can eat this all we want.
No. But yeah, so botanas are like more substantial, not just candy. And I still think that they're very much different than maybe botanas are like a subtopic of snacks, but I don't know. I feel weird about the word snacks and the whole.
I like snacks.
You like candy. That's what you like. Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah, you are a big snacker. And I think a lot of the people in the U.S. are snackers. Yeah. I think I'm only going to eat snacks if I'm specifically craving something. Or if someone else is eating a snack, then I'll be like, oh, okay, good idea. But, yeah, I think that's another difference. I don't think in Mexico, like, you eat. You're like, oh, voy a comerme una botana. Like, I'm going to eat a botana, okay, so like, every day.
What is your go-to snack at 2 a.m. on a Wednesday night?
Well, I don't think at 2 a.m. I'm going to be hungry, but...
But you might be
but the snack, snack? Snack? Like, I wouldn't call it a snack, but if I'm hungry at 2 a.m., I will eat whatever's easiest. If, like, yogurt is easiest, okay.
So that's a snack.
If cereal is easiest, okay.
Yes, cause I consider anything that's not a meal a snack.
Okay.
I would say that would be a snack.
Okay, because... well, what do you consider a meal?
A meal is like something that has a certain amount of protein, just like protein in general. Even if it's just carbs, but even then, I still don't feel like that it's a great of a meal. I feel like protein is like pretty vital. Yeah.
Okay.
And most snacks do not have protein; they have a lot of carbs or a lot of sugar.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, so, like, how do you define a meal? Because it's not very clear.
Well, I would say.
So maybe just a smaller portion, because a snack could also be a healthy snack, like a bowl of yogurt. With some fruit. Or like tzatziki, which is savory yogurt.
I guess you could be right. I don't know. I just know that snacks are great. We should all snack.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And I've also noticed that botanas are mostly something to be prepared, not just something that comes out of a package, in contrast with chucherias.
Oh, okay.
So chucherias are more like candy that comes out of a package, or like very high sugar content. But in general, yeah, snacks have a healthier connotation because I'm like, well, it's in English, when I started like learning English and being here, I was more open to like more of the fresh stuff. Because I feel like a lot of the botanas are not very, very healthy. They're not the worst, but they're not very healthy. And anyway, since I also grew up in an ingredient-only household, I'm like, well, I can eat, like, cucumber or tomato with lime and salt. And that's pretty healthy. That would like, count as a pretty, I guess, sad snack. If I ask you.
Pretty sad.
For me, that's like super exciting because I really like it.
Has no element of happiness.
For me, it does. It's so good. Or with Valentina. Not chamoy, though.
I will say some like cut up mango with some tahini.
Ooh, okay. I met someone recently and they said that they tried fruit with chamoy. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I'm not a big chamoy guy. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like, but then again, I like the fruit at its purest point.
Oh, okay.
No additives, nothing.
So you don't like chamoy at all?
I don't care for chamoy.
Wow.
I don't think it's worth that hassle. Like, I wouldn't go out of my way to go hunt chamoy down.
Wow, my brother would.
Yes. Yes, your brother is also like a big food person.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Anyway, I think that was pretty much it. Do you have any last remarks?
Not necessarily. It was great talking to you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for sharing your experience.
Of course.
Well, thank you for tuning in, and let me know if you have any comments, questions. I, of course, would be okay if you message me on Instagram or through here. You can also leave a voice message. See ya. Thanks.